Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine, Spirit Guru, and there wasn't loading. That was the pause in the delay there for some reason. There seems to be a problem with that, and it's not letting play the music. I'm not happy about that, but I'm on a different computer, and so it's tricky here. Okay, so I'm just getting live on Facebook and also in Zoom. So I want to just connect with everybody on board here, and that is getting ready to load. And let's see, how are we going there? Preparing to live stream on Facebook. So welcome so much, you guys. Thank you for everybody who tunes in live and for everybody who listens to the replay. I love and appreciate you so much. And I know I have been absent for a few weeks now, and that is because for the month of April, my teachers have been offering wonderful classes during the time when I am normally on live. And so it sort of put a wrench in the time when I am normally on with you guys. And so I've been trying to figure out a way to sort of accommodate or to be with you guys and at the same time not have my whole Sunday taken up by my own teachers and then also hanging out with you guys. I love hanging out with you guys, but today is the one day off that my daughter and my other have, and so it's tricky because I want to also spend time with them. So just waiting for the Facebook to load here. It's very slow. I'm on an old computer and connecting with my video. So Waiting. It was slow because there are so many people, you know, who are on it even more than normal, you know, kids with schoolwork and people are doing, move their offices to Zoom rooms and things like that. So not only is Zoom slower, but Facebook also slow. I'm just looking at my makeup here. It's kind of uneven. So you guys get me real and raw and live here. today. So we're going to have fun. I'm also going to talk about serious stuff as well, you know, because there's just a few things that are going on in the world right now that people are kind of worried about. And if you would like to call in and speak with me, you can do that by calling 515-605-9346. Again, the guest call number is 515-605-9346. So for you guys listening to me before, you know how I operate. I'll chat for, you know, usually about like, I don't know, 25 minutes, and then I take callers. So there are already callers on the line, so thank you so much for calling in already on Blog Talk. I appreciate you guys. And if anybody who is on Facebook would like to jump online and speak with me, jump on over to call in. And again, the guest call-in number is 515-59346. So I'm going to try not to look at Facebook just because there's such a lag in the screen between the Facebook. But I will answer questions in there because my computer is like totally not behaving here. And actually, I can't even see. It doesn't even look like I'm still on live. So if somebody can message me and let me know that I am still actually live on Facebook, because it is looking like I am not. So I just want to make sure that is working. My live video is. Okay. So I don't know why. Okay, streaming ended unexpectedly. Okay. Don't know why. Okay. Problem technology. All right, so I am going to get back live on Facebook. Hopefully this will work. And let's see. Try this one more time. Hopefully this works. Okay, previewing. All right, guys. So while that is loading again, hopefully this will actually this time. Okay, let's see. It says it's preparing. And over here again, sorry, guys, Blog Talk Radio Studio. Thank you for your patience. Okay, I can close that out. Go back over here. All right, all this technology stuff. I need a techie to do this, sort all set all the stuff up for me. Again, the internet is overloaded with people, and Zoom is overloaded with people. And so I'm trying to get back live here on Facebook, and it is not letting me. So if that's the case, let's all right, so day by day, that's our title for today's show. And there was a song that is called Day by Day. I do not remember who wrote the song or who sang the song, but it went day by day, day by day. Oh dear Lord, three things I pray. That was how the song started, the original part of it, the beginning of it. And, you know, that song for me comes to mind. So I set the title for today's show, Day by Day. And so it reminded me of that song from my past that I learned in chorus, going back quite a ways. I won't say how far, but it's going back quite when I was in the chorus in school. So it looks like I might be live again here on Facebook. Not sure. So if somebody I'm gonna make sure I'm recording. Yes. Okay, Zoom. If you guys are here having me on Facebook, let me know that you're here in the chat. That would be great. It's been so I'm not sure if it's working or not. I need to go out of Zoom and go directly live on Facebook because I think it's too much of a lag. Okay, so I'm going to cut out for you guys on Blog Talk. Thank you so much for hanging in there. I am quitting the Zoom. And I am going to go back to try to do this one more time on my Facebook page. Okay, so I'm sorry, you guys. I know this is a little disjointed. I actually wasn't sure if I was coming on today or not, and have been sort of prepping for the last couple of hours to decide whether I was coming on. And like I was sharing earlier, that my own mentors and teachers have been doing classes on Sunday mornings and Sunday afternoons. So it's been tricky because it's during the time when I'm normally on with you guys. And in this time of with so much going on, it's really important that we are supported every way that we can be to, as this is happening. And for me to be able to be here with you guys, it's important that I am supported as well, and that I have what I need, and then, that sort of thing, so that I can be positive, not just positive for you guys, but be in a good mental place to be with you guys. Because otherwise, if I'm not in a good place, then you guys aren't going to be in a good place either. And so then, it's important for me to be in a good place to be able to hang out with you guys. And I don't know why this is not working. But for some reason, it is not working. It says there's a camera issue. Okay. I don't know what's going on with Facebook, but it is not working. Okay, I don't know. All right, I am going to let my peeps know on Facebook to join me over on. I'm gonna have to type it in because they can't. They can't see me or hear me. So, I'll try one more time because there's a whole bunch of people over on my Facebook page who are waiting and trying to get in there. And I want to just be sure that they can join us as well because I like to hang out with as many people as I can with you guys. Okay, so, oh my goodness. You guys are just listening to me ramble here. This is sometimes I do normally do this. Okay, and, sometimes I'm really prepared for things. And I did prepare today, actually, believe it or not. I should have set the Facebook up first before I came on to Blog Talk with you guys. I thought it was all worked out, and then there's issues. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I didn't get the audio loaded, so you guys didn't get to hear the amazing Errol Star Francis, who is my usual startup music, and hopefully I will be able to get that sorted out so I can play that at the end, and so that you guys can hear Errol. But in the meantime, you can go on his Facebook page and go on, YouTube, not YouTube. You can find tons of his videos on YouTube. And you can unmute myself. Am I recording? Okay. Well, anyway. All right, so Facebook is now reloading. So you can find Errol's music on YouTube, follow him on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. He does all of that stuff. And you better download his music from iTunes to support him, because artists and people who are working for themselves really need support right now, right? Because even though there's a lot of assistance out there, people who are employed often are not able to take advantage of what countries are offering. Okay, so, and I say countries because I have a lot of followers all around the world, and it's not just here in the U.S. that I don't know why it's not cooperating. Here in the U.S., I'm not sure if I know if I'm actually live on Facebook again. So that would be really great. If somebody could text me, that would be awesome to let me know that there was a time at the beginning of the year that I was having technology problems in the Blog Talk studio as well. And Okay. And if I'm having some trouble on Blog Talk now as well, I've lost my callers. Okay, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 515-605-9346. I am taking callers today. I am happy to do a reading for people. I'm also happy to answer general questions or to chat. So come on over to Blog Talk. Call in and talk to me live. I love to talk with you guys live, and we can have a nice Blog Talk Radio studio, because for some reason I can't chat on Facebook, and therefore it can't answer there. What are you talking about? So please be nice there, because I can't see what you're talking about. Because for some reason I can't chat there. It shows me that I'm live, but that's all. And thank you guys for your patience. It's such a nuisance. But anyway, today is day by day, right? And I was sharing to my Blog Talk listeners that there was a song that I used to sing that I had learned in chorus in middle school, and I forget, I think they call it primary school in town, where it's like 8 through 6 or something, where here in the U.S., like middle school, and I go to a high school, like, you know, later on. So I was saying that there was a song that we sang in chorus, and I actually have so forgotten about that song. It just popped into my head as I was setting the topic today. Oh, and it's so cool because I used to sing that song all the time. I love it. It can be so helpful and appropriate right now, right? So my main voice is way out of tune, and I had a little issue with my throat yesterday, last night, and so it's a little bit scratchy, not being sick, but because of something caught in it, food caught in it. So anyway, the song went day by day, day by day, oh dear Lord, three things I pray, to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day. So basically, sorry, my throat is really scratchy today from trying to get the piece of food that I had stuck in it out of it last night. And I have not done vocal warm-ups or you know, worked on being tuned or anything in quite some time. Although I need to do that soon, because I plan to work with friends who are amazing musical artists to produce some things and bring some things out to you guys. All right, so that being said, not only am I working on a meditation, a CD, I don't know what they call it these days because everything's digital download, but I'm working on that, and then hopefully if we can work it out, get a group of beautiful musicians and talented people together to do a song for a great bit of all. And you know who you are out there, some of you who will hopefully be involved in this project. And I hope we can do it soon, for goodness sake. It would be great. We've all had someone on our plate. All right, so I'm just going to take a quick drink of coffee here. All right, since I can't see the chat on Facebook, I'm shutting off because the video is delayed and it's making me cuckoo, to be honest. With you. So I'm closing that off. And I don't know why I am so close to the screen. I'm on this computer because the dog knocked my newer computer off the desk a couple of days ago, and I'm having problems with it. It keeps just shutting off randomly. So I'm on my old computer, so the camera is not very good. And but you know what? Whatever. That's the way we have to roll right now. It's just flexible with everything going on, right? Day by day. And each day is going to be different, no matter where you are in the world, with the COVID experience, right? And that's what I'm going to call it now, is the COVID experience rather than pandemic, because doesn't it sound a little bit less challenging when you hear COVID experience rather than the COVID pandemic, right? And I saw Lisa Star Francis was watching. I don't know if she still is on Facebook. But I would love for you to call in, Lisa, to the Blog Radio. And the guest call-in number is 515-605-9346. If you can, I know you're in Canada, so I don't know if you can do that or not. But I would love for you to call in if that's possible. Or maybe I can get you in. If you call me on Messenger on my phone, maybe we can chat about the power of words. I would love to do that. And Lisa has a brand new class launching tomorrow, I believe, and on the power of words. And it's 35 days for $35. You guys need to go to her Facebook page and check that out. And if it costs you, sign up for it, because she is quite the alchemist when it comes to words and how, you know, there are so many words that trigger us that we're not even aware that they trigger us. And it, when we flip that and neutralize those words, it can really give us a new perspective. And words, you know, that we wouldn't think might trigger us, like gold or abundance. Now, some of those words like abundance, that triggers a lot of people. And this is one way to help you Mahan. I hope I didn't botch your name up. So if you can call in Lisa Star Francis, that would be great. Either if you can't call into the studio, then if you can call in on Messenger, if you're free, then I can bring you on. Well, you can chat with me about that. It'd be so cool. Okay. So, that being said, day by day, that's all we can do right now is go day by day. Sometimes we have to go minute by minute. Okay. I don't know how, because that might be too much right now. It just might be too much. So let's call it again the COVID experience, not COVID pandemic. And, like the word cocooning, also, that's from my dear friend, Colette Baron-Reed. Okay, so Lisa, I think she's trying to get me. So I don't know if she's on Facebook or not. So anyway, I'm trying to see if she is able to talk to us live here. Yeah, she's gonna. Great, awesome. So Lisa is going to call in on Messenger, and we're gonna get her a power of words. And that part was totally unplanned, but you know, just that trigger with how we. We're using now are so important, and it can help your mental well-being just to change work, right? So we go from the COVID pandemic to the COVID experience to from quarantine to COVID, and it shifts the vibration and the feel of it, and it makes it a little easier to help to deal with what we're dealing with. Change of verbiage. Okay. Now, does it erase, eliminate anything in the picture that's going on? Of course it doesn't. What it does do is it just changes our mental well-being. It's a different perspective, and it helps us have a little more peace and mental well-being. Okay. And so that's what I want to do. I want to offer you guys solutions today of some things that you can do to help you get through this COVID experience and keep your sanity while we're all going through this. Now, we've got almost three more weeks of quarantine here in my state. I know most are not quarantining at all. And some states are already reopening. And then other states, we still have weeks to go for quarantine. Canada, I think you guys are quarantined until the end of May. Now, we're supposed to begin to have restrictions lifted here up May 8th, but things aren't just to 110% where everything is open. There's going to be restrictions of what can open and how it can open. What it looks like right now might be at least through the summer, possibly through the end of the year. Summer, then you need to change those plans. And she's giving indications once the restrictions are lifted, what some of the restrictions will be. So let's talk about solutions, okay? And some of the things you can do. This is a great time. Astrologically, this is a field, just so you guys know. So really be careful, especially midweek and towards the end of the week, about other people in words and hostility. Tempers might be short mid to later, and be careful. And I always like to have a heads up, because when I have a heads up, then it reminds me, oh, right, this might be this part of the week. So really watch it, right? So it gives you an opportunity to not get into sort of get your shorts in a twist in places where you can. And the month of May, astrologically, lots of shifts and changes because we have a lot of planetary movement. So this is going to go retrograde for 4 months. And with the placement where Venus is, we're going to see more contraction in financial markets and things like that. So you want to, take a look at where your money is invested. This is just for you have to look for what you do with your money and the outcome. So I just want to put that out there that you guys know that for informational purposes, I don't do investing. So I don't invest money. I share with you information that I've either channeled or that is going on astrologically. It's responsible for money. I do it, but I can sort of give you a window of things that I see going on. Okay. Look at your money that's going, and we are going to come through this period of retraction in financial markets and so forth. And so there's about how to safeguard your money. Okay. And so that's meditation. Do some meditation. So I 2 weeks ago, I was doing so much meditation that I quit because I was not grounded. Okay. Sometimes meditation can unground us rather than ground, depending on what kind of meditation we're doing. And how much we're doing it, okay? So what can be really grounding is health in New York. And especially if you live in a city where you can't like just go out and hang out or whatever, or go to the park. Beaches are closed. State parks are all closed. You know, but there are little beaches that you go to, little areas. Find a good tree. That's a great thing to do to help ground. Sounds corny. Sounds stupid to some people. But the tree, the roots of the trees go deep into the earth. And if you just imagine that your roots are going deep into the earth like trees, that is going to be so grounding. So grounding. I definitely recommend that. Take salt baths, people. If you have a bathtub, you can use pink Himalayan salt, which is what I love. Mix it with mix some olive oil in there and some essential oils. Do not put essential oils directly in the bathtub without putting them in some type of carrier oil first, like olive oil or seed oil or avocado oil. You know, some oil that you just really need a lot, a tablespoon. But if you can actually burn your skin if you put essential oils directly in the bathtub without putting them in the oil first. I mix it with my salt and then the bathtub. That works really well. Some essential oils that are really grounding, patchouli is really grounding, and really grounding. Rosemary is great. Basil is good right now. So herb kind of thing. But you have to be careful because there are some hot oils that will definitely burn your skin that you do not want in your bathtub. Someone who is experienced with essential oils, if you can't find the information on the internet, which you can do, you can find everything on the internet now. Okay. So so check that out. So day by day, Lisa Star Francis to call in now and see if we can get her on and talk about the power of words. So I have 22 minutes left to log up, so we can stay longer, hang out on Facebook here for a while. And again, the call in number is 515-605-9346 for Blog Talk. If you would like to speak with me live in on Skype on Blog Talk. And Lisa is just calling in, so hang on, Blog Talk caller. Here comes okay, I can't hear your face. Can you hear me? I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome. Oh my goodness. Technology today. Okay. Yeah. So we're live. I don't have access to the chat on Facebook. I don't know why. But it's not letting me see the chat. So I don't know. I know there are people in there, but I don't know if they have questions or anything. So I'm asking people if they have questions to call in to the Blog Talk Studio. And I'm so glad that you were free to call in because I would love to talk to you about the power of words today. And I know you are just getting ready to launch an amazing class that is a ridiculous offer that I totally recommend people jump into because people have time right now. You know,
I made the ridiculous offer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because people now.
Yeah.
And you know well enough, when spirit really gives me the, to give me direction, I do like to listen. So,
yeah.
My human self, I did that 35-day-in-a-row thing is not possible, and in world 4 months ago, it was not.
Right.
But it is now.
Right.
And it's a ridiculous offer in that we are going to challenge ourselves to work on words for 35 days.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking it's like a diet or an exercise program, because it's a bit of a challenge in that you're going to come class every 45 minutes, and you're going to do a process to find all these kind of hidden words that you don't even know are like bugging you.
Right. Right.
And you're getting to transform words. And at the end of it, like a diet, everybody's going to have different results.
Yeah.
Depending on what you do. If you, and only come to class and don't do your homework, you're probably not going to have the same results someone goes through. So the bit of challenge is all in. Right?
Right.
And
right.
In giving ourselves 90 minutes each, $5, which is basically $1 a day.
Right.
So, you know, it's a ridiculous price. There's so many reasons to show to this.
Yeah.
That spirit told me, you know, make it a challenge. The challenge is give yourself 90 minutes. It's not prohibiting to most people that are watching this. Most people that are running this, they have enough money on the internet.
Yeah.
They might, you know, but people are in circumstances, so making it $35 is pretty affordable. And time zones, making it at 9:30 in the morning Eastern, and also at 9:30.
Wow.
I've done that so that I'm making, because Spirit told me to make it available to as many people as possible. It was just starting. So it's short. I'm only taking sign-ups until midnight tonight.
And wow.
Yeah. So, you're in there. You're going to have the possibility of transforming thousands of words that are in the system. So as you possibly have reviewing 5,000 words within this system, there'll be an opening each person will experience, just like diet, where you will suddenly be able to pick up words that are bugging you, and bring them in as well. So the potential to let go of old feelings and old storylines through forming separate words is what I'm really getting at. So particularly very clear amount of words. There's a lot of words in the English language, but be a healthy start.
Right, right. And you know, for people who listen on Blog Talk, or people that will are hearing this live or will watch listen to the replay, I want to mention about the word alchemy system, because you mentioned that they can transform thousands of words, 5,000 words, which are in your system. But let's talk about the system a little bit for people who don't know that you have a whole alchemy system and a beautiful card deck that is just phenomenal. We've worked tremendous results. And I've always understood the power of words. When you came along with your card system, your alchemy system, I was really excited. And I'm happy to share this with as many people as possible, because you don't know how words impact us on such a deep level, on, you know, they're underlying, and we don't even realize that we have an irritation to certain words.
Right. Well, because words, we, like I like to say, we're hearing words in a sense. So you're feeling so happy, you love what they're saying, and all of a sudden, you're liking what the subject is and everything, but suddenly you have a change in you, and you don't realize that the change in you might have been one word that was within that sentence that altered your perception of the whole thing, because it was acting like a little bomb. And so often, we have words that are They are making us uncomfortable. They make us take actions that are not really as the actions we plan to take. And really, everybody knows that they have their own life. Everybody knows that they have a story that they tell.
Right.
And then we have mixed stories that we tell. So what happens is, in this process, we are going through words slowly, one by one. The cards have word lists on one side, and they have art on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And the words are used in all different ways. But in this particular way, we're hearing them slowly. We're not hearing them in sentences. We're hearing them, and we're saying, right away, we're allowing that word to hit us itself, and we're either realizing the word is neutral, or we like it, or we like it.
Right.
And start to do that process, we become amazed at the weird word we saw we liked that we end up on our list of words that actually we're not feeling we like them.
Right.
So it's an interesting process, and it's a kind of a process that you're not sure that are going to trigger a bunch of bad memories. So a lot of people like myself who've had might be afraid of things like this, but because of my past, the way that Spirit has used me and designed this is peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And Spirit would always say, you will only receive words that you're ready to transform.
Right.
So those 5,000, you're only 500, that's all you're getting.
Right.
You're not getting anything that has not said, I am ready. So it's a very, it's gentle, it's playful, and it gets to the root. And the lists are quite interesting. Along the way, when we tested this with people, the word that you got, you were off. They said, I thought I liked it, but, you know, I used to use the word epic all the time.
Uh-huh.
And then epic ended up on my list in the challenge. It's a bit of a different experience. But usually if you look at the list of words, and anyone doing the challenge will have this opportunity because they're going to have 35 words that they are transforming. And they're going to be able to look and see the story words were attached and feel how free they feel because the words themselves have been separated. It's like sifting, you know?
Yeah, that's what
anyone you need to do will sift through and become finer and usable way it serves you. So that's what happens.
Right.
Have I answered what you said, what you wanted, Cynthia?
I think you have. That was a great explanation and description, you know, of the system and the system itself. And I love the metaphor about the sifting, right? Because everybody knows what it's like. And just sort of love that is great. And, you know, the work I'm working with you, I have worked it totally shocked me. You know, that I was not aware of. I had words that I realized I actually kind of like the word not said. You know, it's been fun playing with the system and working with you. And then, you know, it's also been enlightening finding words that triggered me. Totally, you know, simple everyday words that you use, like able, for example. I think that was. But I love the fact that with your system, the words, they don't bring up, you know, harsh memories or things, especially for people who have been through trauma or so forth, where you can neutralize the feeling, the associations with these words without ever re-traumatizing yourself in the process, which is great, because anytime that we can help get through and neutralize anything associated with trauma it's fabulous. We don't have to go back and relive or experience the trauma because, you know, I think that PTSD and who's
recovery. I can remember when I got the lady that really loved me first. And I said to her, I'm not doing this if I have to go through every bad memory.
Right.
I'm not about that.
Right.
Interesting system, you know, many years later is a system that allows people to undo those things without having to, as you say, go back into the into any part of the trauma. That's happening with the system itself as an alchemy system, and in particular, we will be using this in the 35-day challenge. You are using dotting and you're working, and so a lot of your you're using your dominant and your non-dominant hand, and you're speaking while you're doing part of the process. And this itself is where the alchemy is at with this. So again, it's like a diet. If you are told you can eat these many foods today for many calories and you don't do it, you're not going to get the same results as if you do it. So
right.
This challenge is for any of us that have quitters. I quitter a lot of times,
Right.
The challenge is for me is I've got to show up twice a day.
That's quite a commitment, you know, for you. And maybe twice a day for a minute. Accommodate people in their time zone. How amazing is it? And 35 for $35, $1 a day, it's cheaper than a cup of coffee. And since all the stores are closed and most people aren't getting their coffee, they're not going to work. It's affordable for most people, $35.
Yeah. And it is at 9:30 in the morning, and you're only going to be with me probably for 5 minutes tops. And the other 5 minutes is you joining dots at home.
Right. And when
like
you talk, right, when you talk dot, you know, connect the dots, like we had it called when we were kids. And I love doing connect the dots and mazes, those sort of things. So for me, it can be a lot of fun. And that's one of the steps in neutralizing the words, just so people, you know, understand you're not actually being dot on paper while you,
yes.
So I just wanted to give people sort of a quick overview of what you have coming up. And I hope that you get a lot of people signing up, because if they miss it, they're a really incredible opportunity to work with you for such cheap money. Oh my God.
Well, I am blessed to make such an offer, and I know that whoever comes are the right ones that are ready to, that are ready, that have the time, and, you know, and the one that is desire, so.
Right, yeah. So if you can put the link on my Facebook page, underneath where...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I can't see the chat at all.
I'm not surprised about anything. Errol's whole Facebook page, his personal page, has totally disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a crazy time. As if things aren't stressful enough, right? Facebook changes things on us, and without warning, which they've done always, but they've changed it a lot, the platform a lot, like in the last 30 days. And then, you know, things happen, like you lose your whole Facebook page and all your friends and stuff. So if anybody's listening who is friends with Errol Star Francis, know that he has a brand new Facebook page. Refriend him.
Yeah, I don't know if he started a new page yet, but he's probably going to have to.
Right, okay. So be on the lookout for that. And,
yeah.
You know, Lisa will post the link in this chat thread. So if you guys want to sign up for that. Now, I'm not getting anything out of this, you know, just so you know. I love Lisa's work. I love her cards. I've worked with her personally, and I want to support her. And that's what this time is all about that we're in, is understanding that we cannot work against each other anymore, that we have to work in conjunction, in cooperation with people, because that's how we move forward in this age of Aquarius, as we leave the Iron Age behind, as we leave the patriarchy behind and come into the divine feminine time, which is where we're at now. It's the time that's been spoken of hundreds of years. Notre Dame has talked about this time. All the gurus have talked about this time. Religions have talked about it. So, you know, this is it, people. Here we are. And so anything that you can do when we come out of this cocooning, anything that you can do while we're in cocooning to understand yourself better and get more clarity about who you are and how you want to move forward in your life, now is the time to do it. Because when we come out of this, things are going to look very different than they have, you know, before in our lifetime. So thank you so much for doing this, for this opportunity for people, and for listening to you guys and bringing the word alchemy system to life, and for offering this program. I hope that, touches a lot of people and people jump in, because I really think it's powerful, and it's worth the effort in doing the work. I've understood the power of words a long time and the impact they have on us, about how the subconscious mind is these words underlying that trigger us, and we don't even know that. I understood changing words like from the COVID pandemic to the COVID experience, from being in isolation to being in a cocoon, right? It feels better. And then we have all the underlying stuff we weren't even aware of. So this is a great opportunity and time for people to be working on their inner transformation, to be figuring out what they want to be or who they want to be, how they want their life to look when we come out of this. So, so important right now.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So I will chat with you soon.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to keep watching.
All right, thanks so much for calling in.
Okay. I'll put that link in there. Thanks so much for all your love and support.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Thank you, for all your love and support and help through this time, too, because we all need each other. Yeah, okay, thank you. Take care. Love you too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Isn't that fun? So that's one thing I'm going to tell you guys. Right? We are a global community now, and okay. So just pushing over here. Blog. So I want to thank you guys for follow me on Blog Talk. I know this is sort of a crazy show for you guys there today, and I apologize for that. Sign up for my newsletter, CynthiaFontaine.com. You can sign up there. I do have a new class that will be coming out. It's going to be online, so you guys look at 101. That might not be the title, but that's basically going to be about media. Check out Samantha's program that she has coming up starting tomorrow, April 27th, 35 days for $35. Form yours. It's amazing. So thanks, you guys, for hanging out with me on Blog Talk. I love you so very much. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. I do love you guys. I'm sorry it was such a crazy show today with all the delays and everything on Facebook. Next week, I will set up before I come on live with you guys, so I